I just wanted to point out a few, and then we're going to go on with the psalm. But did you notice? I'm grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, the Jewish people. It's those who were devout, okay? And then bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. And as you know, this could apply to us rather soon. All the legislation that's being brought down now, every person, every hospital, will all have to pay for all these procedures that we, in conscience, cannot support, which will mean the destruction of the whole Catholic health services if it goes through. So pray for those who are now working to offset this. I haven't been following the news a lot, but my understanding is that the far western part of the Catholic Health Service has decided to stop calling itself Catholic and just seceded. Anyway, that's be ready for some hardship because of the gospel. The psalm. The psalm is one of their, there's several like this. They're quite beautiful. And they're talking about a new song, a Shir Hadash. Well, we have a Berit Hadash, we have a new covenant, you see. And so we should have a new song. And you have a new song when you have something new to sing about. And so this song, in anticipation, celebrates the incarnation. Nobody realized it was going to be that new. But this song is both celebratory and prophetic. Huh? Shiru l'Adonai shir hadash. Sing to the Lord a new song. Well, it won't be new unless we're new. You put new words in my mouth and blah, 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 you know, but they're not going to mean anything if I'm not new, if I'm not renewed, if I'm not letting the Lord renew me, make me hadash. So not just the song. And that's pretty important, I think. To realize that. Sing to Adonai, bless his name, proclaim from day to day his salvation. And the word for proclaim here is the word for gospel, basar. In Hebrew, it's basar. That's the new one. How beautiful on the mountains are the one who brings basar. But it's the verb, the evangelist, I guess we'd have to say, the mebaser, the one who brings this good news. So this is a vision. Now, why do we have it today? Because you see, these two men assisting Paul went out to tell the world about the new thing God had done. He became man himself. He taught us what it's all about. He gave us simple advice. Stop judging or you'll be judged. You know, with the parable about the guy who, you know, saved up, built bigger barns, did all that. Did the Son of God have to come down to tell us we were going to die? I mean, I think you might notice that. But it wouldn't impact us. It wouldn't help us make judgments about life. So he came down and said, you see, we are all going to die, including Jesus. You see? And so, sing to the Lord and bless his name. How do you bless the name of the Lord? How do you bless the name of the Lord? What do you do? Well, you can start by just saying, Lord, I bless your name. Your name is holy. It's glorious. It's a consolation to me just to say, Jesus, you are God. Just bless your name. We don't do that a lot, you know, bless like that. If you do a favor for somebody, in Arabic they'll say, it's lemedech, may God bless your hands. So bless his name. Proclaim his help day by day. Help. Sifru pegoyim kevado. Why do they translate that help? Proclaim his glory in all the nations, his wonders. They got that part straight. The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods, because the gods of the heathens are not the world government, the whatever. There's zip. There's only one true God. And by the mercy of God, we're here right now, hearing his word, and going to feed on the body and blood of his beloved Son, equal to him, by the mercy of God. So the whole idea is now, sing this new song and tell everybody about it. You see? And then, who is he? The gods of the Elohim are Elim, the text says. The place on words. Like the Elohim, that's the gods, right? Are Elim. They're nothing. The Lord is great, to be feared above all gods. It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place. Now that's one of those statements that we all would acknowledge. Of course, God's the creator, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice if it filled our heart with awe? Ipse dixit et facta sunt. He spoke, and it was. That's why we're here. That's why anything's here. The mystery is the mystery of iniquity. How can we turn from God? How can we treat each other like we do? Knowing that instead of that, we're supposed to be singing a new song. See, and that's what happens when people hear the preaching. This is why we have it on this feast of Timothy and Titus. They went out. They told the world under the power of the Holy Spirit. People believed, turned their whole life around, and began to believe in Jesus Christ, God incarnate, who died and rose to save us from eternal damnation and to wash our sins away. And they got excited. And so they're ready to sing this new song, you see. Worship the Lord. Worship Adonai. You see, in his holy places. And so forth. So they put this psalm here because the Shir Hadash, the new song, is the gospel. It's new. Never before. And every day it's new. Every day it's new. It's never old. Amen.